You're listening to Fit Girl, Your Guide to Getting in Shape, the podcast dedicated to helping you separate fact from fiction in fitness. For more details about this podcast and other episodes, visit fitgirlpodcast.com. This is podcast episode number 302. In this episode, why fitness resolutions usually fail about this time in March, the power of planning, and an exclusive download for listeners of this podcast that'll get you on the right path to the body you want. In this episode, I've got something extra special lined up. It's a way for me to express my gratitude for all of your amazing support, and I'm going to share with you one of my favorite workout structures, and this is a weight loss or fat loss workout. Now, you probably know I pour my heart and soul into creating and customizing workout plans that deliver real results for my clients, and I know the difference that having a plan makes in seeing your body change, and it's actually the main topic of this episode. So I want to make sure that you don't end up as a statistic. I don't want you to be one of those people that fail on their resolutions and give up on them by mid-March. I want to get you started on this weight loss workout, and I'm going to give you some more information on that at the end of this episode, so stay tuned because I guarantee you will want to get your hands on this workout plan. I decided on this topic for a couple of different reasons. Number one, it's kind of shocking when you realize that 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by the second week of February. So we're already past that point, but I was hoping that most people would probably still be a little bit on track. About why that happens, and of course, how you can avoid that. Another reason why I want to tackle this topic is because it's really sad that so many people quit and give up on what they want to achieve. And usually there are some key reasons, which we'll go over in this podcast, of why that happens. Now, on top of that, I continually see people doing things wrong. I know there's different ways to do certain exercises and different protocols and things like that, and that's fine. That doesn't make it wrong. But there are certain things that you just don't need to be doing maybe 20 or 30 sets for, or 20 or 30 minutes on one particular machine. So often people look at other people in the gym and just copy them, and they don't know if that particular person knows what they're doing or not. I mean, I even had one of my clients say this to me the other day. Oh, I saw somebody doing this in the gym. And, you know, they tried to clarify it by like, oh, it wasn't on YouTube or anything like that. It was actually somebody in the gym and they were in shape. And when they started to describe the exercise, I'm like, oh my goodness, no, that's really not a good exercise, especially with the type of shoulders that you have and blah, blah, blah. But that's the problem. People see somebody else doing it and they assume it's a good exercise. So they do it. And then people see that person doing it and it just goes on and on. And for some reason, nobody gets the proper instruction. Or the people that do are working out and they're doing what they're supposed to, but that's really not the majority of the people in the gym. And that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, so that I can help people figure out what really works and what's just the perpetuation of misinformation. And there really seems like it's never going to end. And I'm not sure if that has to do with different types of advertising or influencers or whatever the case may be. It probably isn't the whole social media thing and influencer, because this stuff was going on long before that even existed. But whatever it is, the monkey see, monkey do mentality kind of has to stop a little bit. People really need to find out what is appropriate for their body. And especially as we get older, when you're young, you're in your 20s, your 30s, maybe you can kind of get away with some things that you can't when you're older, when you maybe have injuries or issues or other underlying health concerns. And that's why it's so important to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you should be doing it properly. So in the last 2 months going through this whole new year phase, I think, well, has anything changed? And from what I see in the gym, yes and no. Yes, there's new faces, but no, there's no purposeful workouts, or I should say very few purposeful workouts, which means people are just kind of haphazardly doing exercises and really not making a structured workout plan to follow. Now, in reality, some people do think they have a plan, but if they've been working out for at least 6 months or more and they've seen zero changes, then it's not working. It's not a good plan. Now, a lot of times it's not so much the plan as it is the person not showing up and not being consistent. And that's a whole nother ball game. But let's also remember that your plan needs to address three different things. It needs to be your training, your nutrition, and your mindset. And without all of these put together strongly, you're probably not going to get where you want to be. Now, to put this in perspective, we know the importance of a plan when we travel somewhere, right? We want to get from point A to point B in a certain amount of time, and we can plan it out to go smoothly. And even if there's detours or obstacles along the way, we can still get there. We'd never say, hey, I live in the United States and I want to travel to France. I'm just going to wing it. Well, that's what everybody does in the gym every single year. They come in, they want to get in shape. They've never been in shape and they're going to wing it. They're going to do what other people do. They think they know what they should do based on, I'm not even sure what. A lot of times it's just, oh, inner outer thigh machine, hanging leg raises. That's why I made those videos about those, because they don't really work. And you basically have this cycle of people joining the gym, having no plan, no structure, and therefore really no reason to go to the gym. And I see it year after year. New people come in, women go to the cardio, then the thigh machine, men go to the bench press or cable crossovers. And as a matter of fact, a few days ago, I saw somebody with, I think it was a relatively new member, was on the cable crossover machine doing, well, a cable crossover, if you want to call it that, but it really wasn't even close to the right form, for literally 30 minutes. And what he was doing was totally ineffective. And he was getting red in the face, and he really wasn't doing much that would change his entire body, let alone the body part he was working. And the sad thing is that he's probably your typical 40, 50-year-old man. Yes, he had a big belly, he had no muscle in his legs, and he probably hasn't worked out in years. And I'm not saying this to be mean, it's just fact. And many people don't take advantage of getting consultations or instruction with trainers before starting to work out. And this particular gym actually offers a free training session to get people started. And smart people are going to take advantage of that and get a plan or at least some ideas. But unfortunately, most people go to the gym and they think they know how to do everything. I've never understood that concept. And they go and they do the wrong things the wrong way and they get no results, or they get injured and then they let the gym fall to the wayside. And then 2 years later, they wonder how they gained so much weight that the doctor says they're a prime heart attack candidate. And then they associate it with age. And it's not age. It's the lack of activity and the lack of proper activity. And of course, the lack of instruction. And that also kind of follows through to the lack of having a plan. Now, if you did look at the videos I did on the inner thigh lies, hanging leg raise lies, the diet cycle, and there's a few others, there's a playlist I made called Fitness Facts on YouTube, then you'd know that just blatantly following other people, whether it's other gym goers or a magazine article or online articles or influencers, is not a good idea. And then when you stop and think about how many people do follow these things, whether it's an article or an influencer, how many people go to the gym, and then how many people do you see that are actually in shape? It's few and far between, right? It takes more than just showing up at the gym to get in shape. It takes your mindset and your nutrition too. And the foremost part of it is having a good plan to follow for all three aspects of fitness. Now, unfortunately, as trainers, we've learned many years ago that if we try to help someone correct their exercise, we tend to be met with some sort of resistance or even an argument. So we just tend to have to worry about our own workouts and our own clients. And yet it's so frustrating to see people move through the gym and you can tell they have no plan. They don't do exercises that actually work. A lot of times they're just the small body parts. And even worse, they might have really bad etiquette or really bad form. And you just know by looking at them that they're going to hurt themselves, or they're going to say that the gym failed them. And this definitely one of my big pet peeves, because the gym doesn't fail you. If you do things right, it does work. Now, we don't always have the most consistent plan. We can't always do it like we want to. But if we stop looking at weight loss and start looking at strength and stamina and endurance as our results, then we realize that, yes, the gym does work. Maybe it's the other aspects of the nutrition and the mindset that's holding us back. And a lot of times it is. Now, on the flip side of that, there are some of our members who know that we're trainers and will just tell us, hey, if you see me doing something wrong, it's okay to say something, which is great because it actually opens the door for them to get free instruction from us. Because if we know that we're going to be met with open arms, if we say, hey, you know what, maybe you need to do this a little differently, or hey, I saw your shoulders going forward on that bicep curl, you might want to keep those elbows back, and we know that they're not going to start an argument with us, then yeah, we're going to go over there there and help them, and they're going to get free training. And that's okay by us, because you know what? If somebody understands the value of proper instruction, I don't mind giving some of it for free, because they're going to take it, they're going to use it. It's the old, you know, teach a man to fish. We can't help everyone, but we can definitely help the ones who are truly devoted to educating themselves and improving their body and mind. You know, often when I'm teaching a class at the gym, students will ask training questions that are totally out of the realm of that particular class. Say it's a yoga class and they're asking me about triceps exercises. Well, I'm going to give them an honest answer. I'm not going to sell them a package of sessions, even though they could benefit from that too. I mean, most trainers aren't salespeople. We simply have the desire to help other people. And that's where following a program from a trainer you trust will get you results. Is it the perfect program for you? Maybe, maybe not, but having that structure and plan to follow will guide your body to changes. Same goes for a diet or a structured nutrition plan. That's going to help with your permanent weight loss, which may take longer because you're creating healthy habits, but that's okay, because if it does take a little longer, you're going to keep the weight off. You're going to establish those habits and you're going to be able to maintain it. Now, if you head into this new year or new month or new week without a plan for the gym, you're destined to fail. You've heard me say that before. And there's a difference between having a plan to work out a few times a week versus work out to lose 2% of body fat by July 1st. You know, you can't always fix everything on your body at once. So using a system as a cycle, which is what I call them, which is little pockets of weeks of a certain program, using a cycle to focus, let's say, on biceps for a month, and then the next month, quadriceps, and then the next could be strength. And it doesn't have to be a month. It could be 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Your program is going to be good for as long as it takes your body to adapt to it. And the longer you've been training and training consistently and training hard, the shorter your cycles will be. So a newcomer can stay on the same program for maybe even 8 weeks. Whereas somebody who is well-seasoned will probably change their program every 3 weeks, and they might have their body parts split up, and there might be other scenarios involved in that too. But anyways, getting back to different cycles, you could use tempo training for the next cycle. So basically, you can have the whole entire year planned out as something different for every, let's just say, 4 weeks. And that way, your body is going to keep changing. You can't fix everything at once, but you can hone in on certain things and maybe give a little more attention to them throughout the year. And that's also going to keep you motivated, because it's going to be different. You're going to want to go. You're going to want to do it. You're going to be excited. Now, sure, there's going to be interruptions along the way. You catch a cold. There's a family emergency. There's a natural disaster. But having a plan is going to give you something to hop right back on, rather than wandering around the gym for months and trying how to figure out how to pick it back up again. So whether it's your mindset training, your nutrition, your workouts, having some sort of plan is always going to keep you on track better than having no plan at all. And I know you've probably experienced it when you go someplace for the first time. You're following directions, you're driving there. It takes you a little bit longer because you're not quite sure, you're hesitant. But once you've been there, then all of a sudden it takes you 5 or 10 minutes less because you know where you're going, you know what you have to do, and you just get to your destination faster. And that's exactly what it is, having a plan when you go to the gym. And sure, there can be flexibility as far as the exercises. Sometimes the gym is busy. You can't do the lat pull down, so you go do the row instead. Just knowing different exercises you can substitute is going to help save you time and effort and a whole lot of frustration. And that's why it's important to be able to do different exercises and to be familiar with them, because you never know what machines may be monopolized or busy or broken, and you need to be able to adapt and jump on a different exercise. The program that I'm going to give you in the download is actually a body part split. So it's upper body and lower body. So it can usually fit into most people's schedules. But again, you can customize it to what works for your schedule. Maybe you need to split it up into 4 different days because you can only do a certain amount of work in one session. And there's also options for people who work out at home. Not everybody has equipment at home, and you don't have to have equipment at home. There's options for everything. And if you see on my website, Fitness Makeover, the countless people who've gotten results from the fitness makeover plan? Well, it's because it's not something fancy and crazy and just super secret. It's a simple, doable plan. They stuck to it. They made life changes. They were consistent with the workouts because they weren't overwhelmed. And that 3 to 4 times a week of exercise is what gets results. It gets it faster because it's a proven solid plan. They didn't wander around the gym wondering what to do. And that's the same when I had Club Fit and Quick Fit Club. We had downloadable workouts. We had video programs each month. Either way, you knew you were getting a solid workout plan. Now, I've gone through different plan details in past podcasts and on the YouTube channel. And in fact, in the Fitness Makeover workshops and seminars, I actually teach you how to put together your own custom program. And for those of you that have done the Fitness Makeover, you can go back there because there's actually some new workouts that I have put up there that you can download. So once you have access to the Fitness Makeover, you have access forever. And as I update it, then yes, you get to go back and either download something or watch a new video or whatever the case may be. So check that out if you've already had the Fitness Makeover. Now, here's what I'm going to do in taking the download that I'm providing. It's going to be a couple of cycles, actually. So the first one is the upper body, lower body, and that's going to take you anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks, depending on where you are in your fitness plan. If you've been exercising consistently and regularly for probably, I would say, at least 6 months or more, then your cycle will be about 3 weeks. 3 weeks is usually the minimum it takes for your body to start to change, and you should be able to increase your weights and work more intensely and, you know, start to feel the difference. If you are a brand new person to working out, then you're going to be looking more at 6 to 8 weeks. Now, of course, there might be times where you miss a workout or whatever, but this is assuming you can get the majority of them done. If not, then you're kind of on a maintenance mode, and then you can always get back to it when, you know, real stringent part of the program when you can. But just getting 1 or 2 workouts a week is going to help you maintain, and at least you can do that. But think of the different cycles or the different weeks. Even if you're doing a 6-week plan and you break it down into 2 weeks at a time of the same workout, you can actually be focusing on strength, and then you can focus on your tempo, and then yes, you can focus on whatever repetition. And the whole idea is that your end-all goal really needs to be better energy and health. That should be first and foremost. Then increase lean muscle and strength, and when all of that comes together, your body fat will go down. The body fat's not going to go down as fast as you want it. It never will. It's not going to come off the places you want it to come off first either. Your body deems the places where you have the most of it as essential body fat. It'll get rid of where you have the least amount of body fat first. So for women, usually you're ending up with skinny arms and maybe even skinny calves and not as much in the middle. And for men, it's usually about the same thing. Their gut is the last thing to go. Just like most women, their butt and their thighs are the last thing to go. So just remember not to really focus on the scale and not to focus on those body parts that you hate the most or that you want to see slim down the most, because those are going to be the last ones to go down. So start looking at the different changes that are going on in your body. And that's where we come up with measurements. And that I show you in the Fitness Makeover how to actually do the measurements so that you can be consistent. And I'm actually working on a video for YouTube on that as well. But anyways, that's the thing that's going to tell you if your body's changing, not the scale. So definitely don't focus on that, because that can sabotage you. And that's kind of what that video is all about. So I'll let you know when that comes out, of course. I'll post a link on the Fit Girl podcast and Fitness Makeover websites so that you can get those downloads. When you download the program, you're actually going to have photos of the exercises, and you're going to have a workout log that you can actually track your progress. So that's going to be all inclusive. All you have to do is just print it out or pull it up on your computer or whatever you use. And there you go. You've got your repetition scheme. You've got your instructions. You've got your exercises. You've got an example to show you exactly what that exercise is. Follow your plan. You do what you're supposed to do. You be consistent. You get results. It's that easy. Now, if you're wondering if this program is for you, well, first of all, just go download it and look at it. But if you're wondering, these would be for beginner, intermediate, anyone who's been inconsistent, maybe haven't have a plan in a while or at all. It could also be used for advanced trainers, because you're just going to be changing the total number of sets, the tempo, maybe even using other techniques if you're advanced. You can definitely do it the same across the board because let's face it, you get stronger. When you do workouts, your weight's going to be different. Your focus is going to be different. You're going to be able to concentrate harder than somebody that's a beginner, but you can still do the same exercises and benefit from them. I tried to spell everything out on the instruction page so that you don't have to really think, or you, maybe if you have questions, it's going to be answered there. If you are short on time, I would definitely recommend doing some of the upper body as supersets, doing the exercises back to back without rest. With upper body, you're alternating body parts like back and chest and biceps and triceps. So that's why it's probably an easier way to do supersets to definitely keep everything moving faster and get through your workout faster. You still want to focus and concentrate and use the right tempo. But again, you're cutting down some of those rest periods, so it'll help your body burn a little bit more. The lower body, you probably need a little more rest in between the sets, so it's probably better to use straight sets for those. Also, with the exercises listed, there is a list for alternatives. And alternatives might be for home training, but it also might be for when you're training in the gym. And it doesn't have to be a busy gym for the leg curl machine to be taken, especially if your gym only has two of them like ours does. Knowing your alternatives is going to be really important in getting through your workout. And a lot of them, I already have some samples of how to do it. It's in the playlist that is how-to exercises. Building your own knowledge base or your own exercise library in your head of how to do things and know what you can exchange is always going to help you out. So just a quick reminder that you can get the link to these at either the fitgirlpodcast.com site or the Fitness Makeover site. Actually, you can get it from both of them because there'll be a link on each one. And that way you can get started on this program. These were actually a sequence of 12 weeks worth of workouts. This is one of the Fitness Makeover programs. So you're kind of jumping in on week number, I think it's 3. Go ahead, get those. And the neat thing is I'll be sending them to you via email. That way, if you have questions, you can just email me right back and I can answer whatever questions you might have. We will be definitely doing this together. You'll have a plan. You'll have a reason to go to the gym. You'll know you're doing upper body this day. You'll know it's these exercises, this many sets, this many reps. You'll know, hey, I did this amount of weight last time. Can I do one more rep? Can I do a little more weight? You write it down. You know, I always talk about keeping a notebook or whatever you use to write down your workouts and your weights so that you can push yourself the next time you're there. And even better is buddy up with someone. Get a friend and have them do the plan with you, especially if you have a busy gym or you're short on time or both. And that way you can be doing one exercise, your friend the other one, and then you flip-flop. So you're supersetting, but you guys both have the machines. That way you can get through your sets without having to worry too much about the machines getting taken. And I know that happens sometimes. You know, people jump on a machine than when you were supersetting, but you have to realize that, you know, the gym is equal to everyone. Lately, we've had some issues at our gym with people using 3 different machines and then getting upset when a trainer jumps on with a client. And usually in our gym, when people see a trainer working with a client, they kind of take precedence. Not that we ask for it, but the members, that's just what they've always done. You know, you have to accept the fact that if you're running between 2 different machines, you might have to wait for somebody to do the set. And that's where you say, okay, well, can I work in? And you're supposed to be able to alternate the sets appropriately. So it takes you 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds to do a set, then the other person does a set, and then you do a set. I mean, this basic gym etiquette that for some reason people don't seem to know. If you know, then you can politely mention to someone, well, let me work in. By the time you're done resting, I'll be done with my set. And you know, that happens to me a lot at our gym because there's a cable crossover machine, and that's actually where the pull-up bar is. A lot of times, well, all the time, guys are in there doing the cable crossover, and they're doing just so many ridiculous things on there. Just, I don't even know what to call it, but it's, I have to wait for them to stop so I can jump in and get a pull-up. And let's say I'm not doing a lot of pull-ups. It may be like 3 to 5 at the most. So I'm only going to be using that space for 4 seconds at the most, probably. So you know what? I just know they stop. I'm going to pull up my bench. I'm going to get up there, do my stuff, and get right out of their way. it shouldn't be an issue for anyone. And if it is, then you know what? We all pay dues. We all come to the gym. We join a gym for the privilege of using different pieces of equipment. We share. That's the ultimate lesson in sharing. And then just one little aside on that. Sometimes people get snippy in the gym. And you know what? Sometimes it's not because they're a jerk or whatever. Sometimes they've just had a bad day or bad week or bad month, and they're just in a bad mood. And sometimes, let's face it, we snap at other people and we don't realize it until so much later and there's no ample time to apologize. So if somebody gets snippy with you about using a machine, just, you know, kind of assume that maybe they're just having a bad day and don't take it personally. Go do something else. You can always stretch. You can always find something to do in the gym for maybe those 1 minute, 2 minute time period that that person's on that machine. So don't let it stress you out. Just do something else. And actually, that's a topic in one of the next couple of episodes, which is adaptability, how to adapt your workouts when things happen, just like that. So no matter what you do, if you download the plan that I'm putting out there for you, or if you do some other plan, just make sure you have a plan before you go to the gym. Know what you want to do, know what you want to work on, and execute it well. That's the only way you're going to get results. And then do the same thing for your mindset training and for your nutrition, because you stimulate the body in the gym, but it's the nutrition that's going to make your body change the fastest. And it's the mindset that's going to get you there in the first place. As always, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to giving you all the insights to help you reach all of your goals and to help you get your best body ever. For more details about this podcast and other episodes, visit fitgirlpodcast.com.